Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
Outward energy, regulated by inward peace. I saw what looked like a sea of glass mixed with fire, Revelation 15:2. Before the seven last bowls of judgment are poured, John pictures an unusual scene, a sea of glass glowing with fire, contradictory images evoking both peace and judgment. In the same way, Jesus is called both lion and lamb, Revelation 5, 5-6. Contradictions? No, balance. Out of John's description of peace and judgment, W. Graham Scroggie gleans a lesson on the powerful possibilities of a balanced life. Walk with W. Graham Scroggie, a Scottish preacher and writer in the late 1800s to early 1900s. Peace and energy do not always go together, though they should. Peace without energy may be only stagnation, and energy without peace may be but a form of panic. What we need is that our glassy sea be mixed with fire, and that our fire shall have for its home a glassy sea. Why should peace exclude passion, and why should passion destroy peace? Why should one moral quality triumph at the expense of another? Yet too often it is so. Sometimes our sea is not glass, but tempest-tossed, and sometimes our fire burns low. Sometimes it is all calm and no energy, and sometimes it is all energy and no calm. But what is possible and right is that the glassy sea be mixed with fire, that our outward energy be regulated by inward peace, and that our inward peace finds expression in outward energy. Then shall there be power in balance. Today's New Testament reading is Revelation chapter 15.
Revelation 15. I saw in heaven another great and marvelous sign, seven angels with the seven last plagues, last because with them God's wrath is completed. And I saw what looked like a sea of glass glowing with fire, and standing beside the sea, those who had been victorious over the beast and its image and over the number of its name. They held harps given them by God, and sang the song of God's servant Moses and of the Lamb. Great and marvelous are your deeds, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are your ways, King of the nations. Who will not fear you, Lord, and bring glory to your name? For you alone are holy. All nations will come and worship before you, for your righteous acts have been revealed. After this I looked, and I saw in heaven the temple, that is, the tabernacle of the covenant law, and it was opened. Out of the temple came the seven angels with the seven plagues. They were dressed in clean, shining linen and wore golden sashes around their chests. Then one of the four living creatures gave to the seven angels seven golden bowls filled with the wrath of God who lives forever and ever. And the temple was filled with smoke from the glory of God and from his power, and no one could enter the temple until the seven plagues of the seven angels were completed.
Power out of control, such as an earthquake or a volcanic eruption, can endanger many. Power under control, an internal combustion engine or a hydroelectric plant, can benefit many. And a power outage accomplishes nothing for anyone. Which of the three power levels best characterizes your life? If the answer is unsettling, look to the one who can help you catch and keep the balanced walk of a child of God.
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.